This week's bonus episode of Retronauts offers a look at some of the strangest video game controllers ever. From Namco's hard-to-pronounce Nejikon to the inexplicable slime-shaped Dragon Quest PlayStation 2 controller. Enjoy this episode preview? You can listen to the full episode by supporting Retronauts on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/retronauts and subscribe to the show for $5 a month. To get two bonus Friday episodes per month, weekly retrospective columns by contributor Diamond Fight, and more, your patronage keeps this show alive. So thanks for your support, and enjoy the preview. This is now the ASCII grip podcast.
It's a neat thing.
No, it is. It is. And I'm glad that we all see the good in it, besides, you know, just like the goofy jokes about it kind of element, because that's definitely how it was received back in the day. But yeah, I think it's valuable, and its design has sort of echoed through the decades. So that speaks pretty well of it. But we do want to talk about some other strange gamepads. And to start with, we're going to talk about Namco and the bonkers stuff they did during the PS1 generation. I don't know what was in the water over at Namco during the PlayStation 1 era, but they went all out and just did all kinds of weird things. I mean, they created the GunCon controllers, which were light guns, but they were like super accurate light guns because they had a patch cable that connected to the video port, and there was like a pass through, so your game system video cable, your composite connection, would run through that. And then they came out with later ones that worked with component video. But it made it super accurate because it was like using the video signal to verify the placement of your shots, you know, the targeting. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. And it's kind of considered the gold standard of light guns from the CRT era. But then they came up with their racing controllers. And these are great. I've never actually had the opportunity to use these in a game, but we did have these at the office just like laying around when I worked at Ziff Davis, 1UP.com. And the first one is called the Nejikon, which N-E-G, it's a capital G, C-O-N. And I don't know why it has that name, but it's basically an analog racing controller that existed before PlayStation had analog controls. I mean, you had the analog stick, but this was, you know, before the dual analog. It was when you just had the D-pad or the four separate arrow buttons on the left side of the controller. And that's no way to play a racing game. So Namco, with, you know, having been about racing games with Ridge Racer, came up with a controller specifically for the purpose of playing racing games on PS1 well. So this is it's kind of like a, you know, sort of like a wing-shaped D-pad. It's similar in its rough contours to a PlayStation 1 controller. The little horns at the bottom, the grips aren't quite as pronounced. It's more of a flat wedge. But then it's actually two halves. And in the center, there is just like a connector, and you can twist the two halves individually. And the speed and distance with which you turn them basically translates into analog control for your car. So it's creating a steering wheel sensation without actually using a steering wheel.
Yeah,
like you would never control a car like this. But from what I understand from people who have used it, it's actually a very natural feeling control system and very precise, and gave them like great control over games like Ridge Racer and let them drift and everything really effectively.
So also, you rotate it away from you to
literally
turn right
twist, yeah,
and like, towards you to turn left?
I mean, you can envision it as rotating one side away from you or the other side towards you. It's because you can twist from either side.
You know, it's kind of like tank controls where you,
it's really just,
you
yeah,
have
one
two
side
levers
forward,
and you push
back.
One forward and one back to.
I don't think that's a good analogy.
It's weird.
I think so. Like you're moving your two hands independently of each other and in relation to each other.
Yeah.
But you're not controlling both sides of the car like a tank.
Yeah, it's not two independent controls.
No,
the only thing that matters is how far the twist is.
It's kind of like a step, you know, backward from that.
But I'm pretty sure I did actually get a chance to try one of these out once, but just very briefly, so I didn't really get a good feel for it. And it's a weird motion, but it definitely gives you this fine-grained control that you wouldn't otherwise have on a controller from this era. But yeah, you just have to kind of get used to that the feel of twisting back and forth between the two sides of your hand. And the thing about it is you're still using potentially the D-pad and buttons while you're doing this. So it can be a little disorienting at first. But I can certainly imagine getting used to it and getting really good performance out of it.
One other thing to note about the NEGCon or however you...
NEGCon.
Is that I'm pretty sure the shoulder buttons are analog as well for gas. I've read about that. I've never used it personally, but I'm pretty sure that they are proportional analog buttons.
Yeah, there was the ability for PlayStation controllers to have analog features. Like I said, Sony released a dual analog like flight stick really early in the PlayStation's life, but it was super limited. But you know, if you built that potential into your controller and your game, it did work. But you know, just so few people actually did that it wasn't really standard practice until 96. The DualShock came along, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just couldn't assume that people were going to have a special controller. Like, I don't think the NEGCon was packed with anything. It was
may have come with Ridge Racer or something.
I mean, you could definitely buy Ridge Racer without the NEGCon.
Yeah.
But it obviously supported all the
analog features. So what about the other Namco stick?
The JogCon.
The
JogCon is from later. I believe that shipped with Ridge Racer Type 4 in 1999. Mm. And... this one's different because it is much more like a standard PS1 controller, you know, a cross pad on the left side and four buttons on the right and shoulder triggers and everything. But in the center of it, it kind of echoes the N64 controller.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Instead of having an analog stick in the center, it's a dial, like a rotary dial with a depression for you to put your thumb down in. And you would use that more like a traditional steering wheel. And, I never ended up buying this because I just don't play enough racing games. I did love Ridge Racer 4, but maybe not enough to buy a controller. But apparently this was also pretty good, although most of what I've read about the NEGCon versus the JogCon is that the NEGCon is better.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, I haven't used the Jog one.